Ezekiel 42. This continues the vision that Ezekiel has been given of the temple which the Jews were commanded to return from Babylon and build in Jerusalem. The sad thing is they didn't. All these wonderful details, they just ignored. Just as we can ignore the wonderful message of the kingdom. Well, here in Ezekiel 42, there's a very detailed description of the rooms for the priests. The priests were to have rooms around the temple where they would each store their various personal things and do their bit in the work of the temple. And I think that these rooms around the temple are alluded to by Jesus when he says, "In my Father's house," which is like the temple, "there are many rooms. I go," that is to the cross in the context, "to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I think he's saying, look, I'm going to die on the cross now, but I'm going to prepare for you a unique individual room within the spiritual temple of my Father's purpose. So we each have our own little personal abiding place, our own little room in God's kingdom. And I love that idea that we're not all just given the same reward. Sure, we shall all be given eternal life and God's nature, but God has a personal relationship with us, and we will have a personal job to do. And just as the priests here were to have their own little personal space, their own personal room around the temple court, so we also will have our personal space in God's kingdom. It's put in a very beautiful way in the book of Revelation, where Jesus says to the faithful, "I'll give you a stone. And on the stone, there will be a name written that nobody knows, apart from you and me." Now, a name is something very personal, and it reflects your personality, your character. And so Jesus is going to give us something absolutely personal. And I love that idea. Just as Israel were all given their own personal inheritance in the land, they all had somewhere separate and local for them to live. And this is how God's purpose is, that he has work for us to do. We shan't be just sitting in the kingdom doing nothing, looking out to sea, watching the sun go down sort of thing. You'd soon get bored of that. We will be active in his service forever. So in this life, we should want to be active in his service. Now, if you don't want to do that, and if you find it all a bit of a pain and a bore, and it's far more interesting to do the life of the world, well, sort of, why would you wish to be in the kingdom? And yet, if we so want to do his work, but we're frustrated by being human, by all the stuff that goes on, by not having enough money or health or life situation to do what we'd like to do, okay, fair enough, that's all intentional by God, to at least give us the desire so that we're straining at the leash. I want to do what I can do for him. Okay, when Jesus comes and our nature is changed and our situation is changed eternally, we will, and we will do it forever. 24/7, no sleep, constantly in his service. And I, for one, want to be there.